Now back to Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. Here's Russ and Pat.
All right, welcome back to the show. 8:28 on a Sunday morning in West Palm Beach. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic right here on ESPN Radio 760. We'll take it at 10 o'clock. Sunday Sports Page with Steve Polizziner and Jeremy Marks Peltz coming your way at 10. Then later on this afternoon, NFL playoff football. Don't tell Pat Rooney Jr., though. He is not paying attention. The NFL is dead to him. First of all, 1 o'clock kickoff from Tampa Bay for the Giants and the Buccaneers. That is followed by a 4:30 kickoff from San Diego for the Chargers and the Titans. All of that today right here on ESPN Radio 760. 888-760 ESPN is the number if you'd like to get in on the golf talk. 888-760-3776. And I am very happy to welcome in Ken Kennerly, the executive director of the Honda Classic, joining us here in studio today on the first of what will be 52 episodes during the 2008 season of the Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. Ken, good morning to you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Russ. Great being here. Hello to you, Pat. Sorry about your Steelers. My Redskins lost as well. So it's as you
two teams that had the lead and blew it.
And
of course, I picked both of them.
As you said, golf is here, and we've been working hard, obviously, out there at PGA National. But it's great to be here.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun season, of course. The PGA Tour each and every year is fantastic. Of course, our local event, the Honda Classic, making the move last year to the new venue at PGA National to rave reviews, was deemed the most improved tournament on the PGA Tour rotation last season. I know you're very proud of that for good reason. But first of all, let's talk about this new venture. A PGA Tour event in the Honda Classic operating a 52-week golf talk radio show. Give us an idea for what the venture is all about and what the view is for the Honda Classic.
Well, it's the first time ever a PGA Tour event has really stepped up and supported a local radio station. And obviously, from our perspective, guys, as you know, we're on a 52-week branding mission here. The Honda Classic in the past has come in and left 7 days, and it's been gone. And, you know, part of our marketing plan is to try to create a year-long brand, and that's what we've done. And we had, a great Honda Classic Junior Championship in December. We're going to have a Honda Classic Family Cup in April. Of course, the tournament itself. We have several events going on throughout the year, but to pull it all together, this radio show sponsored by the Honda Classic is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, Ken, I'm glad you mentioned the youth tournament a couple of weeks ago. Actually, it was the middle of December, so going back about 3 weeks ago there at PGA National, over 140 youth golfers from, I believe it was 6 to 17, is that right, the age group there? I was there, and I was there for one of the days, and I thought it was fabulous. Give us an idea for what happened those couple of days there.
It was fantastic. We thought if we had 50 or 60 kids in this first year in this inaugural event, it would be fantastic. We had 120 sign up very quickly, and we had 24 on a wait list, and we wanted to accommodate everybody out there. So we went to 144. We had to move some of the girls' flights over to the starting on the 10th hole that played 9 holes. It was fantastic. You were there. You saw these swings. These kids are unbelievable. But it's all part of branding the game, branding the Honda Classic to the young people and to their parents.
Pat, I'm telling you, these kids have swings that I would die for.
And they're not just local, Ken, right? You got some kids from out of the area, out of state.
We were fortunate. We had over 40 kids of the 144 that came from either North Florida or out of state. We had 20 from between Illinois, New York, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Virginia. It was great. They were on their way down to the Doral tournament, so we're in a great position there, and it's going to get bigger and better next year.
Ken, you know, you, as Russ mentioned, voted most improved event, so in a way you've got a lot of pressure on you now this year to keep that up. What's the plan with the Honda going forward? Is it just continue to do these types of things, or do you have other stuff in mind that maybe you're not going to do this year that you're going to do next year? What's the plan with the tournament for the next 3-4 years?
Well, as we rolled it out last year, we had a 3-year plan. Year one was to be the most improved event on the tour, and for us to reach that achievement is fantastic. And, you know, ultimately, we need to be regarded as a premier event on the PGA Tour. Palm Beach County, the best of everything, deserves an A-rated event on the tour. As Johnny Miller said on TV, you know, we're heading in the right direction. The event has gone up several notches, not only to the players, but to the sponsors and the fans. So, you know, our long-term vision is to make the Honda Classic a must-play for the top players in the game.
Ken Kennerly, the executive director of the Honda Classic, joining us here in studio. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic right here on ESPN Radio 760.